Manu Patra alerts dated 1 May 2018, Supreme Court, while expressing displeasure over a public notice for auctioning 558.53 hectares when only 141.76 hectares were available, has said that the government cannot go on making fool of the people and blame them for everything. Supreme Court has held that the present practice of higher courts seeking original records of a case from lower courts must be done away with. Supreme Court has castigated the Centre for repeatedly filing appeals on identical questions of law despite being fined earlier for clogging the justice delivery system with frivolous cases. Uttarakhand High Court has held that the practice to keep the convict in custodial segregation solitary confinement before the exhaustion of his constitutional, legal and fundamental rights is unconstitutional. Punjab and Haryana High Court, while holding lightning as a natural calamity, has directed the state authorities to consider granting compensation to a man whose pregnant wife had died after being struck by lightning. Madras High Court has observed that a murder cannot be termed as honor killing merely because caste of the accused and deceased was a contributing factor in the perpetration of the crime. Madras High Court has directed the government to frame guidelines for selection of government law officers. Madras High Court has dismissed petition seeking disqualification of Tamil Nadu Deputy Chief Minister O. Paneerselvam and 10 other MLAs for having defied the party whip in February 2017. Gujarat High Court has said that the practice of collecting post-dated checks during inspection is not permissible under the Goods and Services Tax laws. Bombay High Court has extended the due date to file TRAN1 by identified taxpayers to the 10th of May 2018. Karnataka High Court has asserted that an ATM cannot be considered a substitute for a mother, and rejected weak financial status as a parameter to deny the child's custody to the mother. Rajasthan High Court has directed the Additional Police Commissioner Traffic, Jodhpur to cancel driver's license of those found using their mobile phones while driving. Maharashtra government has postponed the implementation of the e-waiver regime till the 30th of May.